Time to talk Titan football with HGRS coach Grant Tuttle, as the HGRS last week took on the Omaha Christian Academy squad. Coach, 28-22 is the final score. You came up on the short side of the scoreboard to what I am understanding from a couple of coaches I've talked to, a much improved football team at OCA than what we've had in recent years.
Yeah, they're more of a complete bunch than I think they've ever been. They are a lot bigger, and they've really improved across the board.
28-22 must have been a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, it was a great game. We almost had a Disney movie. We just came out flat, and we went down 28-0 at halftime. And the boys figured themselves out partway through the game, and it was just a little bit too late. Finished 22-28, held them scoreless in the second half. But, you know, we got to get off to better starts here.
Right. But hopefully that will maybe snap their heads together and say, hey, this is what it takes. Now we can move on, begin with that second half action, and move forward the rest of the year with that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we're kind of waking up, because this is now two games back-to-back where we've had really slow starts and really good finishes. Now we got to figure out how to put it all together.
Yeah, a lot of coaches over the years I've talked to, they talk about slow starts, and that can just be a killer to a football team. So that's something, and I have never heard of the magic formula to get anybody over that. Have you yet?
Not yet. I'm making the boys sprint everywhere. That's my solution to it right now.
There you go.
We'll see if that works.
All right, we'll turn the page on last week. Let's talk about the matchup this week. Deschler is coming to town. They're 2-0. They're out there just far enough we don't see a lot of Deschler. You just think you're second year with them. They're 2-0. What do you know about this squad coming in here Friday night?
They're a really good football team. We're going to do our best to kind of try to slow them down at what they do well, but they remind me a little bit of the Howell's Dodge teams of old.
Ooh.
A lot of the big bruising types all up and down the line. They like to run behind blockers. They like a toss. You know, I think last game they only threw the ball four total times. So, you know, I think we're kind of prepping for something that is kind of difficult to stop. That's what I would say is Howell's Dodge runs the same, you know, four or five plays. People know what's coming. They still can't stop it. Deschler is pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. And this week, as we said, good second half last week. Hopefully that's the spark you need. But every coach I've talked to, dating back to the Humboldt Cardinal days to the HGRS Titan days, it's this is not an easy week because it's Richland County Fair Week. There's lots of activities, and I think you're doing things like probably moving bleachers with your football team and things like that in the city park. It's a rough week to be a coach and concentrate on football, isn't it?
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of distractions. I have the boys coming in, even though we don't have school, coming in at 9 a.m. to have practice. So we're doing our best to kind of limit those distractions, but there's just no way to completely get rid of those,
right.
And we just have to do our best with it.
And that's the other thing with no school for, what, 2 or 3 days, I guess? 2 days anyway.
2.5 days.
Yeah, 2.5 days no school. Boy, you get out of routine in football season. It's worse than football than any other sport, I'm sure.
For sure. It's, you know, it's the idea that you have a week that you do certain things to prepare for the upcoming opponent. You do the same handful of things for each day, you know, different things that you cover on each day. So when you get out of rhythm and you get distracted by this or that, or times change or things get shortened, it does kind of throw a wrench in things.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to it. I know it's a busy week. Good luck with Deschler on Friday night, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's our HGRS Coaches Show for this week.